The Supreme Court ruling for all education, I would say, is in our favor. The reason is that what the former prayed for from the Supreme Court, all of these things they were denied. He prayed for our assembly, they were legal. He also prayed for the issue of the budget that was given to us. He said we hijacked the budget. He also prayed for dismissal and the suspension of some committee member that we restructured due to the new phenomenon. The other thing he prayed for, he could not get it from the Supreme Court. So we feel that the Supreme Court for sure is just telling us, you people go back and handle your own problem. Because there's uncertain explanations exist to Article 33 on the basis of the minority or forcing the majority. There's no clear explanation or process as to how it's being effectuated. So basically, all these things that you pay for from the Supreme Court, they were denied. So we think we are victorious on the basis of what we've done. And we know we follow all of the rules and regulations to remove him as a speaker.
So what do you say to the Supreme Court when it says that any sittings or actions by members of the legislature not in conformity with the intent of Articles 33 and 49 of the Constitution is illegal? Are you not acting illegally?
No, not really. We already have a quorum. We're operating legally in the chamber and in the same capital. So definitely all of our sitting, especially during the first time when we were sent to the Supreme Court, the same basis of our sitting, the Supreme Court said that this sitting is very legal. So nothing in it that was done illegally, because as for the therapy that you quoted, we have the majority and we do our proper business.
The Speaker says he's looking forward to you people returning to the status quo. What do you say to that?
Oh, like in the case of, where we were already, the relates to the crisis, that we're going back to. Then I was still going to be operating from the joint chamber, and then we urge our colleagues from the other side to join us because we've got to continue in the laboratory work. For them, they are actually not doing anything. They only go to the chamber when they don't constitute government, they leave and go. Where we doing laboratory work in consultation with government officials that are coming to give one or two answers to some query that we have, and also communicating with the Senate. Because actually, if we do not work or decide not to work within 5 days, the Senate will be operating illegally. So it is our assembly that got its Senate sitting is very legal.